This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio, and I have so many things to talk about today, from some weather warnings, I hope I get to those, and okay, my riddle of the day. What is, so far that I've heard, one of the best uses for 3D printing that I could think of? What do you think that is? A 3D printer that somehow has something to do with animals. It's pretty cool, actually. At first, I was skeptical, and I thought, well, why would anyone bother? And then I saw the results, and I thought, well, yes, now you have something that's worth using a 3D printer to make. Okay, well, more on that later. So if you walk into a yard because you're hired to come deal with the dog, and the dog's supposed to be super friendly, and the dog is a giant Airedale, and the dog is a puppy, and it's on a leash, and you come in the yard and it's barking its head off, but it's an Airedale puppy, and you know they've hired you just to make it less rude. It's not a problem. But as you're approaching, you get surrounded by some other dogs who aren't Airedales. They're pit bulls. And the guy in the back is saying, come on through. But the pit bulls are saying, stay right there. What do you do? Well, what I did was I ignored the man completely and listened to the dogs, and I did not get bit. And I did train the Airedale. I did talk to him. I did get him to be polite, and I showed the people what to do. Right there, at their premise, where the dog jumps on all the people. And it was a good meeting, but sometimes you got to override the human directions. Just because somebody says to you, it's okay, he's friendly. If the dog looks like he wants to take a piece out of your leg, stop. you don't need to believe that person. I mean, maybe the dog's friendly sometimes, or maybe the dog's picking up something on you. I had just been around a female about to give birth, and I knew I smelt a little bit odd, and I didn't want to chance it. Plus, who am I coming into their yard, and who is he? Maybe he has no authority. Maybe they don't respect him at all. So the fact that he said I could come in doesn't mean a thing to them. They're saying, back up, lady. And the Airedale's saying, come on over. I love you. I'm going to jump on you. Of course, I see my student, but but I can't get to him because he's surrounded. So anyway, it all turned out very well. I just made friends with the pit bulls first, and they figured out that I wasn't there for trouble, and they sniffed my boots, and they sniffed my legs, and they surrounded me, and eventually they started wagging and wagging and wagging, and then the actual owner of the dog came out, a woman, and then everybody relaxed. So really, the guy had no status, and he had no business telling me it was safe, because it probably wasn't. Okay. So, and not to blame the pit bulls either. They're just doing their job. Why would a strange woman be allowed to come right in and go toward the weakest member of the pack, the adolescent goofball who doesn't know anything? Why would that be okay on their watch when there's all kinds of equipment and things that could be stolen? No. I mean, they're just doing their job. It's the guy who needs a good shake, good smack with a newspaper, which is something I'd never do to a dog, by the way. All right, so here's something else I talked to you about a while back, where a boy was killed, and he was just a young man, young boy, tween kid, on his bicycle, riding in his neighborhood, and these dogs chased him down, and they hurt him bad, and they killed him. It was horrible. And it turns out more and more facts are coming to bear, right? And so at first it was, you know, well, there's never been anything and we don't know, it was random and it was so unexpected. Well, now some of the facts are showing that these three dogs had already together chased and killed a cat, and they had already together chased and killed a small dog. So that tells me a couple things. First of all, they're packing up and they're not supervised and they're aggressive to kill a cat. Now, maybe the cat was trespassing in their yard. Okay, maybe. But the small dog probably wasn't. So why did they kill that small dog? And if there are two strikes on these three dogs, why are they given access to where kids ride by on their bicycles? So we all got to do more to crack down on these bad owners, because it's really not fair. These dogs were set up to fail, and that poor boy didn't have a chance. So We all got to be better about training our dogs and getting our dogs used to kids. And if our dogs are reacting to rollerbladers or walkers or scooters or cyclists or anything, it doesn't matter what it is. Get that dog on a leash and teach it that that thing is normal and not to be reacted to. So he's not going to attack some old lady in a scooter or some old man with a walker or some kid on one of those silent scooter things. Don't even know what you call them. They're pretty cool. I've never been on one, but I'm kind of tempted. But they're so quiet that you don't even see them coming and they go whipping through parking lots and such. So a dog could easily be startled by that. You need to get them out and about and around all this stuff. So they're really social and they like people and they trust people and they listen well. It's so important. Don't worry that they won't protect your house if you do that. They'll still protect your house. Don't worry that they won't protect your stuff or your yard. They still will. You're just teaching them that walkers aren't the threat. Scooters aren't the threat. Bicycles aren't the threat. And kids under 16 absolutely are not the threat. Come on, people. All right. So some good news. A whole bunch of animals, mammals from the water are being saved. And four dolphins and 30 belugas are off to America from Niagara Falls. So it closed last year. Marine Land and Game Farm closed. And the property was sold. It's probably going to be developed into, I don't know, condos or something. And all the mammals had to be rescued. And so some of them are going to SeaWorld and Georgia, Connecticut, nice places like that. They were going to be going to China. And then lobbyists got wind of it, and that was stopped because the whole reason Marineland was stopped is there was too many deaths and too much hardship there. So there's also bears, seals, sea lions all being relocated after vet exams and water quality tests and all that. Now, Marineland itself has had a lot of scrutiny and a lot of careful measures to make it better in the interim while these animals are relocated. But it's a good news story because they're all going to better places. And so I wanted to report on that. And it just makes me think of that jingle that I used to hear when I was a kid. Marine Land and Game Farm. Do you remember that? Yeah. All right, everybody, we're going to go to break and come back and talk about what was that best use of a 3D printer. Usually it's just used for nonsense. What's the good use? Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello! Did you guess? Did you guess what the best use of the AI printer is? AI 3D printer? Yes. Well, it involved AI and it involved 3D and it involved several experts, but they made a little kind of, sort of like a canine cart, sort of like a wheelchair, a two-wheeled contraption that attaches to the back of this little injured critter so it can now motor around like it used to. Okay, what's the critter, though? It's a boxcar turtle. So what happened with this guy? And there's lots of them that get injured. They get injured on roads. So if you ever find one trying to cross the road, you're advised to lift it off the road in the direction it's going. Because if you turn it around, it's just going to turn around again and cross the road again. It's like that, why did the chicken cross the road? Well, to get to its mating ground or its spawning ground or its feeding ground or to get home again. So you have to keep that in mind. Now, Moses in Mississippi was distraught. He lost two of his back, his whole back end legs. So he only had two to crawl around on, and all the weight of his show was too much. And they tried gluing marbles to the back so he could slide better. But he just wasn't into it. He would just sit around mopey. And they could tell when they took him outside, he wanted to move, but he couldn't move. He just couldn't drag that weight. So they attached this weird-looking 3D plastic wheelchair that sort of looks like something you'd get in a cereal box. Honestly, it's so tiny. And they attached it to the back of him, and at first he hated it. He tried to get out of it, which I find is an interesting fact, because once they kind of kept putting it on him, and this is the same with a dog in a wheelchair, he learned, and that's a really good word for it, he learned that it helped him, and he stopped trying to get out of it, and now he loves it. And that's what happens with a dog or a cat. So you can't tell me they don't have intelligence if they can learn something like that. And there's all kinds of implications for people. They're using these 3D printers to print all kinds of things that help people who've lost limbs or need help with mobility. And so I think that's terrific. Best use I know of for 3D printing right there. Now, AI's been in the news a lot. And, they're using AI with dogs and research to figure out what previously discovered drugs can work on cancer in animals. So in other words, they could apply for testing and all that. And this is for humans too. They could apply for all this and take forever and then meticulously in a human way do trials on every type of drug to see if the cancers are affected by them. But they would get nowhere. It would take a very long time. Whereas AI can do, I guess it's theoretical tests, and they can test so many drugs that we know are beneficial, now test them on different cancers. So they take actual samples of the cancers, and then they test these drugs in a theoretical way, and they are able to come up with suggestions about what might work the best to minimize how many trials we actually have to do to get to a successful drug. So that would be a great use of AI. But as the Pope pointed out recently, AI really shouldn't be used for warfare. And yet, sometimes there's an AI robot that's chasing pigs. Talked about this before. Wild boars that descend on neighborhoods and decimate crops and kill pets and are just really a nuisance, very aggressive. And this robot is 24/7 running around the neighborhood chasing them. And that seems great. Except what if he was chasing you? Yeah. So I think we need to get a handle on this. All right, we're going to go to break and come back on Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And I promised y'all I'd always talk about cats every show. So coming up, there'll be something for the cat lovers. Stay tuned.
Talk to the Paw.
Hi, this is Amy Stewart.
Hi, I'm Jane Lynch.
This is Mandy Bourne.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walsh.
This is Catherine Tygo.
There's only one station that gives you the scoop on wagging tongues and tails. And who's walking who in Rent and Tinseltown. Pet Life Radio, the tail wagger.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party on Pet Life Radio, and well, let's see, what can I tell you about cats that is pretty interesting? The serval cats that are native to Botswana, and they've kind of been taken over by some trendy breeders to make descendants that are part serval, and very dangerous and often outlawed, so they're not regular cats, but anyway, when they live where they're supposed to, in nature, they're pretty spectacular. They can jump into the air from a complete standstill, 5 feet, and catch a guinea fowl. They can rotate their ears separately, so they hear in all directions at the same time. Now that is quite the trait. All right. So there's your cat content for today. Don't say I don't deliver. If you give me a question at deb@petliferadio.com, I'll always answer it. And if I can't answer it, I'll definitely get an expert who can. So I've been busy the last week. In fact, a week ago, puppies were born at Camp Good Dog. It's our once-a-year litter of golden doodles. And this year I had the parents gene tested and got great results. So they're good to breed and nothing hidden, nothing. Oh, it's such a relief to have that, actually. Because for years, from 2005, when I first started breeding, until very recently, that technology was not there and not accepted and not established. So you would do your best to make sure you never mixed lines and you went with really healthy, lively, vigorous stock, you know, animals who exhibited all the healthy. But some diseases don't manifest till age 7 or 10 even, or never. And some are hidden and recessive. So to do the gene testing on these parents has been such a relief to know that there's just nothing I can worry about. Now, they had their litter. She started at about 1 o'clock in the morning and she went till 8 the next day after 3 nights of making me think it was going to happen. So I was on the couch and then on a trunk and then beside the whelping pen and then it happened. Yay. And she had her 10 puppies all born. It was fantastic. And I posted one of the births at Deb Wolf Pet Expert on YouTube. It's pretty cool. But I also posted less graphic stuff. The babies, all the 10 puppies cuddling and all the mama with the puppies right after and the mama being all lively 2 days later, 5 days later, something like that. And then just today, Papa Poodle went into the whelping pen again, which is really unheard of. So in all these years I've been breeding, I've taken care of other people's kennels. So that's Wheaton's, Doberman's, Shelties, Golden Retrievers. I'm trying to think what else. I was kind of a midwife for dogs for a while when I was a vet tech. So, but now I've been breeding standard poodles, Golden Retrievers, and Golden Doodles. And the last few years, just one litter of Golden Doodles each year. But that means I've met a lot of mama dogs and I know what they're like. And usually what they're like is they don't want any adult dogs, not their own puppies, not their best friends, not the brothers, sisters, parents, nobody. Usually they want nobody near their newborns. Sometimes there's an exception. I've had female dogs who were very bonded. They were all daughters of the same golden retriever. when they were different. They had different moms. Okay, now it sounds a little... But that's how dogs work, so don't worry about it. They weren't jealous. They were best friends, and one was a lab, and anyway, they had doodles and poodles, and they were all best friends, and because the sire was the same, all the puppies were related. So they led each other, and they were all maternal. So that was a little bit like a hippie commune. All three moms let all the puppies nursed and came and went with all three moms. And it was really something to see. They were just so loving. In fact, at one point, one of the dogs had 12 puppies. And another of the dogs, that was Bunny, and the other dog, Dorita, both these dogs are spayed and retired now, and they're still young, but Bunny had 12, and Dorita only had 5. And 2 of Bunny's puppies weren't doing that well. They were older than Dorita's pups, but they were small for her litter, for Bunny's litter. So I took them out of Bunny's litter and gave them to Dorita, which takes a little doing. You have to know how to do it, but I did that. So a lot to do with scenting them and removing 2 of hers and tricking her into thinking. Anyway, it went really well. Dorita accepted them completely. And so she raised 7 and Bunny raised 10. And that all worked out really well. But then, like I said, everybody just nursed everyone else. That's extremely rare. Most of the time, they don't want anybody around. And they especially don't want male dogs around, usually. I had one exception to that. I had a golden retriever years ago called Scarlet. And then her daughter, Penny. And then her offspring too. But Scarlet, way back, was a red golden retriever. She really didn't like other female dogs. That's partly why I rescued her. She was a bit of a problem where she was. And she got trained up really fast. She was good here. But she preferred males. She just did. She just preferred the company of males, like some women just prefer to hang out with the guys. She's the only mama I've ever had who let males around her puppies. And she didn't even care which males, which was very odd. And she didn't let any of the other mamas around. So that was one exception over the years. But most of the time, it's kind of a sexist thing. They don't want the males around, or they don't want any dogs around. So this dog, Peachy, who just delivered, she's a young mom. She's only had one litter before, and her husband Fabio was the father last time. So she's got Fabio in her life, and they love each other. They're very affectionate and playful. So Fabio, for some reason, keeps trying to get in where the puppies are. He wants to be with her. So I decided to just try it, you know, let him into the room and see how she reacts. If she growls or gets nervous or starts to pant, I'll take him out, right? But she doesn't. She comes and greets him and escorts him over to the pen with the puppies, and he gets in there and lies down with them. This has been happening every day now. Like, this is what she actually wants. She wants her husband with her, and he wants to be with her. So he can come and go as he pleases, and he's protecting her, which is pretty amazing. What a good boy, and what a good girl, and what a romance. So I guess some dogs, even a fully bred, purebred standard poodle and a golden doodle whose breeding I can track for generations, even these bred down dogs that are so removed from the original wolf, they still have it in them to pack up like a family and have a papa and a mama and puppies. It's amazing to watch. So if you want to see some of that action, you just got to go to Deb Wolf Pet Expert on YouTube, and you can see the 10 golden doodle puppies, now about a week old, and their papa, the poodle, Fabio, and their mama, Peachy, who is amazing. A day after, literally the day they were born, she tried to jump up, and I had to say, hey, honey, come on now, get down. Yeah, no, I don't want you to hurt yourself. She is so spry, and she's been on walks and gone in through the forest, and she's back living her life. So it's all good with her, and the 10 puppies are all thriving. They haven't opened their eyes yet, but if you keep checking in with Deb Wolf Pet Expert on YouTube, you can see the moment when they do. All right, everybody, from me, Deb Wolf, and Animal Party, ciao meow. Be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.